Jerry Bader Show, 1025. Jason, you think it's still too early to crow about my let Obamacare collapse under its own weight strategy was the right one? I think it's still too early. By the way, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. By the way, it is snowing, in my personal opinion, way heavier than forecasters suggested that it was going to be snowing in the Green Bay area. In the Green Bay area, one listener describes Highway 172 as a parking lot. So I would say avoid that area. I don't know why a listener would call and lie about that. There's a look of the snow that's moving through. I have it in front of me. Jason called it up from the Weather Channel website. There's a pretty nice little stretch moving through. I think this is more intensive. More intense than at least the way I understood the forecast. And again, another major event expected on Sunday in time for the Packers game. At Lambeau Field, it will be the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I still want to know where the Green Bay newspaper got that story earlier this week, that it was going to get warm and rain and everything was going to get brown and soggy. Where in the heck did they get that? I have to go back and find that. I don't think I'm misrepresenting that. That's what I remember seeing. I'll try to go back and find that. There is a concerted effort underway to absolutely discredit the Gogebic Taconite mine proposed for northern Wisconsin. I mean, there is a move right now. This was shared with me from a listener in Sheboygan. It was in the Sheboygan Press, and a letter to the editor. As a former resident of the Sheboygan area, now living up north, I share my concerns. In June, Gogebic Taconite filed intent to open a mountaintop removal mine in the Pinokies, and the rift between job seekers and environmentalists flared. No one would debate the need for jobs, metal products, and clean water. How do we prioritize those needs? Half of Wisconsin's wetlands are gone. At what point do we draw the line? How many more wetlands, rivers, and lakes can we afford to lose? If this open pit mine can be built, potentially destroying the 1,000-square-mile Bad River watershed, no evidence of that. What's next for your neighborhood? The Sheboygan River watershed? We must draw that line now. The Bad River watershed is one of the few remaining unspoiled areas flowing into Lake Superior from abundant, pristine wetlands, naturally reproducing trout streams, and seven major rivers nourishing wild rice and spawning walleye. A worldwide glut of iron production has caused many U.S. mines to close or downsize. All right, let me stop right there. I could spend the next 2 hours debunking this. A worldwide glut of iron production has caused many U.S. mines to close or downsize. If Gogebic Taconite didn't think this mine would be profitable, why would they do it? If they didn't think there was a need for iron ore, if there's this glut on the market, why do they want to open this mine? Why? And now it's only going to create half the jobs, they said. I have seen no evidence of that. If there's not a need for the iron ore, why would Gogebic Taconite spend the money? Why would they do that? This is the irrational, what passes for logic from liberals. Also, another one, this was, I believe, this is in the Wausau newspaper. Allegation against mining president prove Gogebic Taconite doesn't belong in Wisconsin. Did Gogebic Taconite lie to us about Spanish mine success? They are now trying to personally sully the president of Gogebic Taconite. Because I'm telling you, liberals don't ever believe you should pull anything from the ground. They don't think you should ever turn over dirt to get anything from the ground. These types of letters illustrate there is no such thing. You know how there's no such thing as a safe cigarette. They feel the same way about mining minerals from the ground. It's 10:30.
It's Christmas time in the city. ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
The Jerry Bader Show.